When Cleveland Gervais went to Eden Park rail station in London, it was to catch a train like many of us do on a day-to-day basis. Unfortunately, that day had tragic ending when Cleveland fell from the platform in front of a train and tragically lost his life. This happened because the platform did not have tactile paving. RNIB have launched a campaign to encourage Network Rail to install tactile paving at all its stations around Britain as a matter of urgency. Now, today I am joined by Seca Hall, Cleveland's partner, and by Roisin Jacklin from RNIB. Seca, I'll come to yourself first of all. We are around the 2-year anniversary now of Cleveland's death. What was it like hearing that news? I'm sure many people will have no idea what it's like to go through this.
I remember the day incredibly well. I took Cleveland to the railway station in the morning. He was going for lunch with friends in South London. And I said to him, I'll see you tonight. And then I went off to do my usual Wednesday tasks, shopping, hoovering, stuff like that. Cleveland texted me at about 6:30 to ask me what time his train was. I told him there was one at 7:05, and then I waited for him, and he didn't ring, which was a bit unusual. I rang him at 9:20 that evening, and he didn't answer his mobile, which is not unusual if he was negotiating stairs or coming off a train or something. And then 10 minutes later, the door knocked and I thought, oh, there he is. He's walked home from the station in the dark on his own because he didn't want to disturb me. He's busting for the loo and he can't find his key. And when I open the door, I shall tell him off for not ringing. I opened the door and it was two police officers. And they asked me if Cleveland lived at that address. And then they asked me who I was. And then they asked me what the nature of my relationship to Cleveland was, which I thought was very odd. So I explained that we were partners. And then they said, can we come in because we've got some bad news for you. And my life changed.
It astounded me that there are so many stations around Britain that do not have this simple safety measure. And to know that that has cost someone's life, that's really hard to understand.
Yes, it is. Only 40% of mainline stations have tactile, which is shocking. It means that blind and partially sighted passengers face a significantly higher risk than other rail users. Again, I believe that up to 15% of people who fall onto track are blind or visually impaired.
Roisin, this is a harrowing story. You're just listening to Seca talking about what he had to go through. You know, it's a difficult thing to get your head around.
Yeah, and our thoughts will be kind of with Seca and all of Cleveland's family. And the campaign was really launched to try and make sure that no more tragedies like this happen. We launched our Rail Safe campaign this time last year in response to a really important report into Cleveland's death by the Rail Accident Investigation Branch, which found that the lack of tactile was a likely key factor in Cleveland's death. And it made a really important recommendation for Network Rail and the Department for Transport to put a timeline and a programme in place to make sure the rail network is fully tactile. So we've been campaigning and pushing for Network Rail and the Department for Transport to kind of urgently install tactile across the rail network.
Seca's telling us there, you know, the amount of stations that do not have this, it's quite shocking that that level still exists. Have Network Rail or Department of Transport announced extra funding to actually do this? Is there a time scale?
Initially, we were told the work wouldn't be completed until 2029. And we've been really clear. We just can't wait this long for rail safety. Tactile is such a fundamental safety measure for blind and partially sighted rail passengers. And so we've been really pushing for an accelerated timeframe. We're pleased to hear that the Department of Transport has secured funding for this work. This will be released to Network Rail once they publish their full plan with the Department for Transport. We also have heard that they are working still to a timeframe of completion by March 2029, but Network Rail expects that they can complete the work by 2025. So we're really now pushing that we need a firmer commitment for an accelerated rail safety timeframe.
Seca, what does that news mean to you? Does it make you feel any better hearing that announcement?
I believe now that Network Rail has got the funding and they are saying now that they expect the majority of the work to be done by 2024-25. As Roisin just said, you know, we need a firmer commitment on timescale to get the work done earlier, because 2029 is just not acceptable. One thing that we have achieved through the meeting with Chris Heaton-Harris last year was the provision of audio announcements on platforms that have tannoy but don't have tactile. Of course, there are stations that don't have tannoy, but those that do have tannoy, I've got reports from all over Britain from people who've heard the announcements. It's an interim safety measure. If Cleveland had heard an announcement warning him that there was no tactile at Eden Park, maybe things would have been different. I think Cleveland and I both had made the assumption that tactile was everywhere, because you just think it's such a basic safety measure for blind and partially sighted people. And it was a real shock after the rail accident investigation report was published a year after his death to find out the statistics. It's absolutely shocking. And I wrote to the new rail minister, Wendy Morton, on the 14th of February. I got a response on the 21st of February from her. She says that she's deeply committed to ensure that railways are accessible and safe. And she also says that tactile is a key priority for her. So I'm very glad to hear that. I'm very glad to hear that the Treasury have announced the ring fencing of around £65 million. My motivation for doing what I've been doing is that I want to try and reduce the risk of this happening to anyone else, because believe me, I've had to view the CCTV footage. I've had to read the transcripts of the 999 call, and Cleveland died a horrendous death. He was conscious for 7 minutes after the train hit him. He ended up under the third carriage. And he was conscious for those first 7 minutes. And it's devastated me. It's broken my heart, absolutely broken my heart. We'd been together for 19 years and 2 months. We were getting ready for our 20th. He'd bought me my 20th anniversary present. And when I opened it, it was very bittersweet.
Roisin, a powerful story from Seca. We do have, as you say, a commitment of sorts. How does RNIB then, and others in fact, how do they continue to put the pressure on to shorten that timetable? Can people still get involved? Is there still a way to follow the campaign?
Yeah, absolutely. And the more supporters can be kind of sharing our news articles on the RailSafe campaign and resharing information online, the more we can kind of make a noise about this and push for an accelerated timeframe. We're going to be working very closely with Guide Dogs and Disability Rights UK to push both the Department for Transport and Network Rail to deliver an accelerated rollout of tactile across the rail network. And we'll be keeping people updated. So if they go to our webpage, rnib.org.uk/campaigns, people can follow and get involved.
And you can also speak with the campaigns team. Call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. Seca, just to reiterate what Roisin said earlier, you know, our thoughts are with yourself and your family at this time. We certainly hope that the campaign accelerates and the work accelerates. Thank you very much to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.